Personnel by Things with Wings, read by X-Men Hater, a Babylon 5 and Star Trek The Next Generation crossover fanfiction. Summary: Susan Ivanova meets the new B5 telepath. "And these will be your quarters, Miss Troy. We hope you'll be comfortable." Ivanova gestures at the room and then tucks her hands behind her back awkwardly. She hates this duty, hates feeling like a bellboy waiting for a tip. The new teep floats her way into the room somewhat majestically, which clashes with the not very majestic decor, and then turns a broad smile on Ivanova. Ivanova hates it when telepaths smile at her. "Please, call me Luxwana, and I'm sure I'll be perfectly happy here, assuming I don't get killed in a complicated and nefarious plot like some previous station telepaths, of course." Ivanova doesn't flush with the rage she feels. How did she not feel the scan? What psi rating is this woman anyway? "You have no right to scan me. You're 5 minutes off the transport and..." Luxwana laughs easily. "Please, Commander, be easy. I would never. I came by that knowledge via honest snooping and station gossip, I swear." She frowns a little, emphasizing the lines on her face. "But I would have to be dull to all sensation to avoid what you're feeling now. Touchy around telepaths?"
"You could say so, yes."
Ivanova rallies, pulls herself into a more rigid stance. "Is there anything else you'll be needing?" Now Luxwana floats back towards her, reaching out with one delicate hand. Gloved in white, elbow-length silk, not at all like the standard-issue black leather, to touch two fingertips to the shoulder of Ivanova's uniform. It's a casual touch, anything but intimate, nothing she would normally even notice, but the proximity of Luxwana's body to her own, separated only by cloth, makes a small shiver run down Ivanova's spine. She notices, and allows herself to notice, the welcoming curves of her body, the low-cut gown that reveals far more cleavage than you'd normally see on a teep, the long, arched, aristocratic neck that Luxwana exposes, inviting. Ivanova notices her eyes, blue and sparkling, and not at all like the eyes of any teep Ivanova's ever known.
"I can't imagine a thing,"
Luxwana says, in a low voice that seems to belie her words.
"Well then," Ivanova says. "Well, fine. Please contact me if you have any concerns or requests."
It's a standard line that she says to all new VIP arrivals and station personnel, but like Luxwana's glancing feather-light touch, it seems heavy with meaning, despite its apparent innocence. Luxwana smiles at her slowly.
"I will."
Ivanova turns to leave, feeling too hot in her skin and shaken somehow. She can never master herself around telepaths, especially female ones. She should have assigned this duty to Corwin. Luxwana's voice calls her back.
"Commander?"
Ivanova turns.
"The new League of Independent Telepaths is very different from Psi-Corp."
"Is it?" Ivanova feels the warmth drain from her body.
"Very different indeed. I hope you'll remember that."
Luxwana lays one white-gloved finger along the side of her door, as if she wants to reach out again, but knows it would be a mistake. Ivanova manages a smile and then nods, letting out the air she didn't realize she was holding in.
"I hope you'll find a way to prove that to me," she offers.
Luxwana nods her head slowly in agreement.
"I hope so, too," she says.
The end.